You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. The views and opinions expressed by the show host, their guests, and individuals that call into the shows are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Eurofolk Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms, and the people took up arms, and they fired up their guns in the Greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won, and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high, and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. Years we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround his holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king, but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
Welcome, you soldiers of Yahweh. This is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve. Got some new music. A little Carl Klang. I like that. The title of today's sermon is Digging Their Own Grave. Now you look around at the world and how crazy it's getting, and the politicians and the this and the that and the crazy lefties and the crazy righties and the deceptions and all this worldly nonsense that's going on, and everybody concerned with this world that they're not at least a little bit concerned with the future world, their eternal life, redemption by Yeshua. I'm talking about our people, the non-Israelites. Don't have a clue. They are absolutely clueless. And unfortunately, many of our own people are also clueless. We're doing what we can here to wake them up. But Scripture is being fulfilled, as we see, with all the violence and the church fires and the shootings and the lying politicians and, oh, build the wall, and, oh, no, he's not going to build the wall, and the invasion is coming. What we've got in place right now is the Babylonian system, the money system, the political system that has been bought by the money system, the politicians that have been bought by the money system, the national banks that are owned by the Talmudists. They've got them all. I mean, they're part and parcel of the prince and power of the air. He's got all of these people doing what they're going to do, and he thinks he's going to beat Yahweh. He's desperate, but he knows in his heart of hearts that he's not going to be able to succeed, and he's panicking. And he's throwing his own people under the bus, okay? He's got these people, all these people that are part of the earthly system are digging their own grave. Now, I'm talking about primarily our Israelite people that are involved in this, that are clueless. The others, when they're non-Israelites, when they die, they just die. That's the end. While they're alive, they're used as cannon fodder and used as shock troops. Doing everything that they can for their master Satan. We've got a lot of Satan worship in this world. Open, blatant. People proclaiming it. You never heard that. You never heard that when you were growing up, did you? No. Movie stars and wrestlers and sports figures. Just wow. The child abduction and child murder rate the invasion by the non-Christian hordes of people and the aiding and abetting of that invasion by the physical children of the adversary. They're attacking Israel, true Israel, the white race, those that believe in Yahweh and Yeshua. They're attacking us mercilessly in an ever-increasing frenzy. And unfortunately, as I said, a lot of our Israelite people that don't know their Israel are digging their own grave. They're worshiping the Jewish Jesus. They're believing the claptrap that is spewed out by these Judeo-Christian churches. They think they're safe in their little social club. And we see that not only the cracks in the foundations of the Babylonian system, but the cracks going up the walls now as people are becoming aware and questioning. More and more and more people are waking up. There's so many of us out here that are watchmen on the wall that are crying out. And we are reaching people. We are seeing results. But the majority is still deluded, and only the remnant, which is foretold in Scripture, only the remnant is awakening. The ones that Yahweh is calling. On a lot of people, he's not calling. Let's go to, I'll be reading in Revelations, all three sections that I'm going to read are in Revelations. Chapter 18 to start, I will be reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. This is chapter 18. The entire chapter I'm going to read. Now think on this and reflect on this as I'm reading it, and think of what's going on with the cities being destroyed and the money system and the invasions and the violence and the lying politicians, all of the things that you've been looking around at in the world and are dismayed at. Because, quite honestly, it's pretty overwhelming. Think on all that stuff and compare that with what's described right here in chapter 18 to start. I'm not going to give the verse numbers. I'm just going to read through the whole thing. You can follow along in whatever version of Scripture you have. And after this I saw another messenger coming down from the heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened from his esteem, like a great bright light, okay? And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Babel the great is fallen. And has become a dwelling place of demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, and a haunt for every unclean and hated bird, carrion birds, okay? Because all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her whoring, worshiping false gods, okay, whoring with them. And the sovereigns of the earth have committed whoring with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her riotous living, porn industry, movies, all that stuff, purveyors of drugs, purveyors of sex, purveyors of transgenderism. They promote this stuff. It's a commercial enterprise with it. Think on that. And I heard another voice from the heavens saying, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. Because her sins have piled up to reach the heaven, and Elohim has remembered her unrighteousness. Speaking of the Babylonian system and the money system and the governments that are controlled by these people, okay? Render to her as she indeed did render, and repay her double according to her works. What are the works of the Babylonian system? In the cup which she has mixed, mix for her double. The cup of wrath that's going to be poured out upon the Babylonian system. As much as she esteemed herself and lived riotously, so much torture and grief give to her. Because in her heart she says, I sit as sovereigness, and I am not a widow, and I do not see mourning at all. They're drunk with their power today, are they not? Drunk on their power. Because of this, her plague shall come in one day, death and mourning and scarcity of food. And she shall be burned up with fire. Because Yahweh Elohim, who judges her, is mighty. And the sovereigns of the earth who committed whoring and lived riotously with her shall weep and mourn over her when they see the smoke of her burning. These are all these politicians and kings and prime ministers and congressmen and senators and members of parliament over in England and all the European governments that are shilling for these Talmudic devils. They're going right along with it. They're admitting all these aliens that are destroying their countries, including here. They're lobbying for it, they're permitting it, they're supporting it. Committing whoring and living riotously with Babylonian system. Yes. Standing at a distance for fear of her torture, saying, woe! Woe, the great city Babel, the mighty city, because your judgment has come in 1 hour. The economic collapse, the great city run by the Rothschilds, the world bankers, and the merchants of the earth, the Canaani, the merchants, weep and mourn over her because no one buys their merchandise anymore. No, there's no money. It's all fake. The whole thing will collapse. Nobody will be able to get any of this false wealth. Merchandise of gold and silver and precious stone and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all citron wood and every object of ivory and every object of most precious wood and bronze and iron and marble. and cinnamon and incense and fragrant oil and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and horses and carriages and bodies and lives of men. All the things that they valued in the biblical era, they've got different names for them today, but they're the same thing, same analogy. And the fruit that you're being longed for has gone from you. And all your riches and splendor are lost to you. Speaking of the Babylonian system, it's going to collapse. And you shall find them no more. Not at all. The merchants of these, those who became rich by her, shall stand at a distance for fear of her tortures, weeping and moaning, and saying, woe, woe, the great city that was dressed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, for in 1 hour, which signifies a short time period, such great riches was laid waste. And every shipmaster and every passenger and sailors and as many as work in the sea for their living stood at a distance. All those that transport their goods all over the world, shipping companies. I mean, just, you know, in today's world, all these imports from foreign nations still being shipped, okay? And cried out when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like this great city? In other words, the edifice of the financial institution that's worldwide that controls everything as it crashes and burns, like that cathedral over at Notre Dame, crashes and burns. And they threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and mourning and saying, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships in the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she was laid waste. Their whole system that they depended on, all these merchants, not all of them are Jews. A lot of them are our people. But they've sold out to the system and they're going to lose it all. And they live for that. They don't live for the kingdom. They live for the stuff that they've accumulated. Here we go. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you set apart emissaries and prophets, for Elohim has completely avenged you on her. That destruction is going to be the vengeance because they value that stuff so much. And when the stuff and the ability to buy the stuff is removed, they won't know what to do. And one mighty messenger picked up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, with such a rush, the great city Babel shall be thrown down and shall not be found anymore at all. You throw a great big stone in water, and a great big wave goes out from it and just washes over everything. Well, that's what the destruction is going to be like when it all happens at once. All at once. And the sound of harpists and musicians and flautists and trumpeters shall not be heard in you anymore at all, and no craftsman of any trade shall be found in you anymore at all, and the sound of a millstone shall not be heard in you anymore at all. All right? They're not going to have the music industry. They're not going to have the movie industry. It's all going to go. There won't be any workings. All the factories will close down when the financial system collapses. Nobody's going to be working. It's going to be hand to mouth. The sound of a millstone. That's what they use to grind grain for food. There'll be a shortage of food. It's going to be really, really ugly. How much food have you got in your house? How long can you live without going to a grocery store? Think on that. And the light of a lamp shall not shine in you anymore at all. The cities are going to be deserted because of all the killings and the riots and the burnings. And the voice of bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore. There won't be any rejoicing, no marriages. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth. Yep, they're the ones that are in power via their money. For by your drug sorcery, all the nations were led astray. All the drugs that they're pushing, big pharma, telling people it's going to cure illnesses when it doesn't, it only covers it up and masks it. Verse 24. And in her was found the blood of prophets and set apart ones, and of all who were slain on the earth. All the persecutions down through the ages. All the persecutions down through the end, where they killed all the people. Now, what's happening? Let's read chapter 20 of Revelations, starting and verse 7 through 10. All right, verse 7. And when the 1,000 years have ended, Satan shall be released from his prison. Has he not been released? Look at what's going on in the world. Is he not running things? And he shall go out to lead the nations astray, which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog. All these heathen nations that are not Israelite nations, to gather them together for battle. Battle against whom? True Israel. Are they not attacking us now? Whose number is as the sand of the sea? Verse 9, and they came up over the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the set apart ones and the beloved city, Israel. Okay? The camp of the set apart ones, the remnant, where we live, our little assemblies, because they're small compared to the mega churches. And fire came down from Elohim out of the heaven and consumed them. This is what's going to happen. Yeah, it looks bad right now. Looks real bad right now. We've got all these invading hordes in all our Israelite nations. We've got genocide of the Israelite people. The leaders of all the nations are all in cahoots, and they're all lying to everybody, and they're doing all this stuff like Trump. The wall, the wall, the wall, this, that. But he's a shill, and he's hand in glove with Israeli, the false deceivers and pretenders. Okay? Verse 10. And the devil who led them astray was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet are. And they shall be tortured day and night forever and ever. That That's where the deceived ones will go also. Verse 15. Now we're talking about the remnant only, the ones that are going to persevere and not see the second death. Verse 15 of chapter 20. And if anyone was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Man, man, man. These people that are digging their own graves. And how do you reach them? We try and we try and we try. And we witness and we witness and we witness to other Israelites. I don't know how to reach them, except to preach the truth, and the Holy Spirit's going to have to work on them. I can't save anybody. I couldn't save myself. Yeshua had to do that for me. And I just didn't run up to an altar and say, oh, I'm saved now. You have to change your lifestyle and conform to Yahweh's rules instead of the earthly rules, which are so perverted and wicked and evil. You can't just keep on keeping on in the Babylonian system with impunity. You can't do it. You'll dig your own grave like the rest of these people. Many are called, but few are chosen. Okay, he's reaching out and calling to the Israelites today. Some are answering, some that are aware, some that are awake. More have their foot in the door and they're listening and they're learning. I pray that they come off the fence and join the remnant. But there is going to be a finite number of people that are going to make it, that are going to make the cut and be on the team. The others are going to fall far short, and they're not going to make it. Now, that makes me feel bad because I care about people. That is just part of my nature that I care about them. I can't make them. They have to do their own thing. I understand that. They must make that choice for themselves. They have to do that. If they don't, then they're going to dig their own grave. This is a free will, conscious choice. Free will, conscious choice. A lot of the Judeo-Christians may try to live a godly lifestyle. I cannot judge them. They're sort of foot in the door type people. I can only pray for them. Yahweh's going to have to make that decision. That is not up to me. I can't say who's going to come in and who's not going to come in. That is not my call. Because as far as I'm concerned, looking at my life, I'm blessed to know the truth. I made it by the skin of my teeth, okay? Really, how he chose me, like he chose Paul. Paul was persecuting the church and was killing Christians and was doing all kinds of stuff. And he called him. Yeshua called him by the vision on the road to Damascus. And Paul said, I am the chiefest of sinners. I die to my sin daily. That applies to all of us that are believers. We have to die to our sin daily. We are all not righteous. It says there's none righteous, no, not one. The righteousness comes through Yahshua that covers over our sins. But we have to make a conscientious, vigorous effort to live by the rule book, which is the scriptures. There are a lot of people that try that. They call on the name of Jesus. Okay, they think they're calling on the right name. And I can't say whether that's going to exclude them. I'm not going to say that. But what I say is the proper name. I teach the sacred names of Yahweh, not the Lord or God. It's a title. And the name of Yahshua, which is the name of the Messiah, his true name, his Hebrew name. Not Jesus, okay? If they say Jesus and they mean Yahshua and they're just not used to the name, is that going to kick them out? I can't say that. But it would be best, as far as my opinion is concerned, like I said in the disclaimer, this is my opinion. It is best if you learn the proper names and use the proper names. You wouldn't want somebody to call you George if your name was Paul. Hey, George, what's up? My name's not George. Who are you talking to? Well, you don't think the Father would like you to make the effort to use his name? And the Son as well. It's a matter of how much do you care? Do you really care to get it right? Or are you a lip service Christian, like most in these Judeo churches? And they're deluded. They're part of a social club. They don't want to risk rocking their boat. They don't have anything else but that social club to make them feel that they're righteous. I would hope that even in that social club, they would go out into the world and do what's right and not be wicked. I would hope that. But I can't say. Some people have turned their back on Yahweh and are blaspheming. Those people are in great, great, great danger and great trouble. Great trouble. You just don't do that. Well, let's go to chapter 20. No, I read that, didn't I? Yeah. Chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. This is for the believers and the doers of the word, those that are of the remnant. This is what's coming. For us. Verse 1 of chapter 21 in this vision here. And I saw a renewed heaven and a renewed earth. For the former heaven and the former earth had passed away and the sea is no more. Well, it's got to be renewed because we've got it so polluted and so defiled and stained with blood. Blood of innocents, the blood of the righteous. A once holy place of living is now defiled and is no longer holy anymore. So Yahweh's going to have to renew it. He's going to have to change everything, and he's going to have to change his people. And I, Yochanan, that's John the Baptist, or John the disciple, saw the set apart city, renewed Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven. Okay? We're not going there, it's coming here. And a lot of them get it wrong. Oh, you'll be raptured off to New Jerusalem. No, it's coming here. We're not going there. All right? The earthly people are going to live here. He's going to repair our dwelling place here. He's going to get rid of the pollution. He's going to get rid of the toxic waste. He's going to get rid of everything unclean. It will be rendered back to its original state, like the Garden of Eden. Because there will be no more sin in the world. He's going to destroy that. And all those that are sinners, he's going to judge. The people that are digging their own grave have deluded themselves that there's not going to be a judgment. They don't want a judgment coming. Okay, they don't want it so bad that they will lie to themselves that, oh, we're going to get it. There's no God. We're going to do whatever we want, and he who dies with the most toys wins. That's really digging your own grave. Because all the stuff is going to be burned up, and the stuff worshipers with the stuff. And you can tell them, and you can tell them, and you can tell them, and they'll mock you. They've mocked all down through history. Haven't they? They're mocking today. They're going off on every weird tangent that they can go off on. They're also, oh, the church was burned down at Notre Dame, and they're not building the wall, and they're concerned with all this earthly stuff. All this stuff that's going on politically, economically, with these church buildings, they're nothing but buildings, okay? At the end, because the churches were built by the Knights Templar in Europe, and they have statues in the churches, and they have steeples, which are sun worship poles, monuments to On, the sun god, all that stuff, all this paganism that's in, they're all going to be leveled flat. They're not going to exist. The reason that they're burning and destroying churches in Europe is to get a war started. They're blaming this one, blaming that one, blaming the Muslims, inciting the Christians. They want conflict to reduce the population. They want death in the streets. Well, they're going to get it. It's happening. It's happening here in America. All right. I'll read it again. And I, Yochanan, saw the set-apart city, renewed Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from Elohim, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. The husband is going to be the remnant. That's where the remnant's going to live here. That city will be for us. and heard a loud voice from the heavens saying, "See, the booth of Elohim is with men." That's the tabernacle, okay? "And he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and Elohim himself shall be with them and be their Elohim." See, Yahweh can't manifest himself in this world completely, only partly. Because of his full presence were here, it would destroy it because of the sin of this world. They would perish. We have to go through the final process of vetting through Yeshua Messiah. Then we will receive our divine bodies, which can stand the presence of Yahweh, okay? We couldn't deal with that because our bodies are earthly bodies right now. It would end it all. And the planet. The planet's not perfect as it was at one time. "And Elohim shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor mourning, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former matters have passed away. All will be made right at the end." Everything's going to change. The testing will be over at that point. That's coming. Those that don't believe that it's coming, they can live their life as they want. They can do what they want. They can be as sinful as they want. They can dig their own grave. That's the title of the sermon, Digging Their Own Grave. They are digging their own grave by their unbelief. And it's a tragedy when you see other Israelites ignoring all these facts. They have blinders on, they're deceived. And a lot of them have gone too far, and Yahweh's not calling them. He's not going to call them. They're just going to go. Verse 5. "And he who was sitting on the throne said, 'See, I make all matters new.' And he said to me, 'Write, for these words are true and trustworthy.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the end.'" That's the first and last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. "To the one who thirsts, I shall give of the fountain of the water of life without payment." Yeshua Messiah did that for us. We have the water of life because he paid the price for that. Okay? He paid. Now, we've got a lot of tribulation, got a lot of trouble right now. Verse 7 of chapter 21. "The one who overcomes," the overcomers, Israel, you will rule, or you will overcome, Sarah, Yisrael, El, with God. "The one who overcomes shall inherit all this," the overcomers, the Israelites that are of the remnant of Israel. Not all Israel, only those that are faithful. "The one who overcomes," that live up to the name of Israel, "shall inherit all this, and I shall be his Elohim, and he shall be my son." We are sons, spiritual sons of Elohim, physical creations from the seed of Adam of Elohim. We are of the bloodline, the pure bloodline of Israel, the overcomers. Verse 8. And here's the bad news. This gives a laundry list of those that are not going to make it. people that love their stuff more than Yahweh and worship their stuff. Okay. Verse 8. But as for the cowardly, those who will not stand for Yeshua because there might be complications in their life. Oh, I just don't want to get involved in that because I might lose my job. But for the cowardly and untrustworthy and abominable and murderers and those who whore and drug sorcerers, the pharmakia, okay, those that enchant with drugs, they enslave and enchant people by their drugs, and idolaters, people that worship things other than Yahweh, they're idols, sports figures, money, cars, sex, women, men, anything that gets between you and Yahweh is an idol, and you got to divest yourself of it. And all the false, their part is in the lake which burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. That will be the end for many, 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 many. They have dug their own grave. Some can escape and come over to the remnant if they are of pure-blooded Israel. Some will not, not cannot, but will not. By their will, they're going to go down into their grave. And that grave will be the second death. And they will be blanked out. They won't live in torment. They will just cease. Because they're not divine beings. Now the devil and his angels, they're divine beings. They don't die. So they're going to get tortured. They're going to get nailed. But mankind, whether Adam kind or non-Adamic kind, if they haven't received their divine body, haven't been renewed by Yahweh, and they're cast into that lake of fire, they're just going to go poof, like a piece of paper tossed in a bonfire, and that will be the end of it. They won't be remembered. They'll be totally forgotten. They won't have any knowledge of what's going on because they will just no longer exist. Yahweh can destroy a soul. He's the only one that can. Now you can set yourself up for destruction, but he will do the destroying if you are rejected. Because you have rejected Yahweh, that's on you. So, you got to make your decision. You have to do that. It's not a social club that you join. It's a way of life that you have to live. Don't dig your own grave. Talk to you again in the next one. Let's have a little music here.
I heard about a man one day that wasted not his time away. Well, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Cared not for the things of Baal, trusting the one who never fails. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel Samuel, God won't hear upon this earth.
He tried, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for his creed, but just to God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Lion's den, because he would not hunt him in, but he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
The jaws were locked and made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel said, Daniel, God will hear upon this earth.
He tried, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Cared not for the king's decree, but trust God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Now, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. But he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
But you can gladly dare and do things of God, he'll take you through. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel said, Daniel, God won't hear upon this earth.
He tried, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree, but trust to God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Thank you very much.